Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Do you agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Well, it's deeply concerning to hear about all accounts of human rights abuse. My role here is to explain what our platform does on this.
It's a pretty easy question. Do you agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Congresswoman, I'm here to describe TikTok and what we do as a platform. And as a platform, we allow our users to freely express their views on this issue and any other issue that matters to them.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
That's just a sample of the grilling that the CEO of TikTok took yesterday on Capitol Hill from both sides of the aisle. I'm not even going to try to attempt to butcher his name, but I'll leave that to CBS reporter Linda Kenyon, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Linda, thanks so much for joining us here in KMOX.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, quite a day yesterday. The CEO of TikTok took quite a beating from both sides of the aisle, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, it's very unusual to see any kind of bipartisanship up on Capitol Hill these days. But one thing brought them together, it was this hearing against TikTok. The TikTok CEO, Shouzi Chu, tried to assure the members of Congress that TikTok is not spying on Americans, that it is not manipulating content, that he, you know, essentially tried to do his best to assuage concerns from parents regarding content. It just fell flat, and every single member of that committee had something, to say about how it fell flat and how they were not convinced that TikTok was not spying on Americans or that it was being used as a vehicle on the part of the Chinese government as a, you know, kind of Trojan horse, if you will, for Chinese influence or for spying or both.
Yeah, and so you're looking at an issue here now that has elevated to the level of a national security concern. Congress is looking at perhaps banning TikTok. Is that where this is headed from a public policy standpoint?
You know, the word ban was being used a lot in that hearing yesterday. This morning, we spoke to an FCC commissioner who said he favors a ban. The Biden administration has alerted the Chinese that TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese parent company ByteDance, needs to be divested of the Chinese government. It should be sold. The Chinese government says, no way, no how. You can't tell us what to do. And meanwhile, in Congress, they're talking about a bipartisan bill to ban it. I will say that it makes the 150 million American users of TikTok quite upset. And the majority of those users are young people who use TikTok for not just their entertainment, but they get a lot of their information through TikTok.
So there were two major discussions yesterday. One was a complete ban where the government would just outlaw TikTok being used. The other is for the TikTok being sold from its parent company. How does that remedy the problem? Because the company would still have ties to China, would it not?
Well, the chairman of TikTok tried to convince members of Congress, and I will say he did not succeed, in saying there is no Chinese influence over this, the media platform, that ByteDance, which is a Chinese-owned company, has never come to me and said, I need the following information on Americans. And he also said, look, we've already set up a company on American soil staffed by American personnel that will handle all American transactions or communications, I should say, on TikTok. So this is going to be removed completely from any possibility or even the appearance of the possibility of Chinese influence.
How would you go? Let's say Congress passes a ban, the president signs it, we're banning TikTok. How logistically do you go about eradicating that from people's devices?
Well, you know, some of its most enthusiastic users are the very same young people who can find ways to get to, you know, TikTok or anything else that they want to get to on the internet. There are always backdoor ways, and very savvy users can find them. So, yeah, this is going to turn out to be a many-headed hydra, and they're not sure what they're going to be able to do about that. And not just TikTok, by the way. One of the things that the chairman said yesterday, the CEO, was, look, you know, our social media company isn't collecting any more data than any other social media company. We're not doing anything different. And, oh, by the way, we're not collecting data. So, you know, it's kind of a two-sided argument right now. But Congress was not happy. And I think it is safe to say that the person who had the worst job in Washington yesterday was the chairman and CEO of TikTok, Shosie Chu.
Linda Kenyon is our guest, CBS News reporter. She was on hand for the hearing, the TikTok hearing yesterday. Let's step back and take a broader picture, Linda. So we're going at TikTok because it's Chinese-owned. We're concerned about China having access to our data. Yet this country does multiple billions of dollars of business with China every year. And there's a growing sentiment, I think, among many on the left and the right, that we need to divest much more of U.S. Economic activity from China. Is this a precursor, this TikTok issue, to something that might be much bigger and broader?
Well, you know, there has been a stepped up discussion about severing even more ties with China, given the war in Ukraine and major concerns that China is aligning itself with Russia and that it may actually be discussing the possibility of providing lethal weapons to Russia in its war against Ukraine. Now, we know that the Chinese premier was in Moscow earlier this week, meeting with Russian President Putin. And we know that he had billed that visit as a kind of peacemaking mission. But we didn't see much discussion about peacemaking. We didn't see much discussion at all, quite frankly, because a lot of it was not released to the public. But just the optics of that meeting made it very concerning to the United States. And adding that concern to the concern over China's influence on social media and China's influence on America's businesses, it's become a very tangled web that's getting even tighter.
CBS reporter Linda Kenyon has been our guest. Thanks so much for joining us, Linda. And John, this is that you hit on what I think is the key element. Nearly every piece of device that we're talking on right now that's communicating to the world and the devices that people are listening to us on have some components that are made in China. It sure seems to me we are headed towards some type of corporate showdown, if you will, on whether or not American companies should be doing business or creating any of our products in China.
Yeah, and of course, China is such an integral part of our economic activity globally right now. Untangling the U.S. from China is going to be very tricky and very difficult in a lot of ways. It may cause some strife here domestically among, you know, with our own economy.
Yeah, and with all of our corporations, most of them who've outsourced a lot of their production and manufacturing to China. But you watch President Xi in Russia this week with President Putin. It sure seems like we're dividing the old lines of the East and the West again, and I don't see a remedy that's not going to involve some type of severing our ties with China.
Well, it's an interesting world out there. We need to step aside. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, it's the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.